The idiot Vitalik turns heel on Blaze Crypto. CryptoTalk.fm, my name is Leister. I'm your host. I am throwing a bit of a jab because I do frequently hear Blaze's lives, and I hear him praise anybody who is pro-crypto as the candidate that he is going to choose, and it doesn't really matter about the person, which I am a supporter of. I don't believe that you should vote because you think somebody's cool or the mean tweets is the reason that you run away or any of this. And if you're pro-crypto, I do think, as I said, that you kind of have one choice in the matter, which is Donald Trump. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's a good choice for you. You have to make your own mind up as far as whether that does make sense and that's going to be your priority. And I think some people struggle with that because they're like sheep. They need to be led to something. And sometimes that led to something is led to the slaughter because they simply can't think for themselves. And that's part of the problem here, I think. Because when you have the idiot Vitalik, and I refer to him as the idiot Vitalik, not because of his IQ, but because of the things he says and the fact he dumps on your Ethereum all frequently time. I'm telling you that I'm going to continue calling him the idiot Vitalik, but especially now because of what he said, which I take as a jab to Bleaves. It's almost like he listens to Bleaves' channel and he's making this jab against Bleaves because I can't think of any other reason that he'd come out and say this. But it's obvious one thing. He is anti-Trump, bottom line. Because of the things he said, he's clearly anti-Trump. Is he right in what he's conceptually saying? He is in this world, this mythical world that's not reality of decentralization where you don't depend on the government and the government has nothing to do with it and they're going to stay out of your business, which you and I both know is not going to happen. That's why I call him the idiot Vitalik, because he knows regulation has to happen. If you don't have regulation, you're not going to get the big money. If you don't get the big money, you're not going to get any adoption. If you don't get any adoption, it's not going to succeed, irrespective of your decent, mythical, unicorn world out there in Decentraland. So here's what he said. Quote, the crypto industry is uniquely international, and so immigration law is crypto law, which politicians and countries recognize this. Stop. What he's alluding to is the idea that if you lock down the borders, you're basically turning off potential spigots to succeed crypto, which is faulty. People international are going to trade the shit anyway. You hear what I'm saying? Like, they're going to trade it anyway. It doesn't matter. We do need better immigration laws. We do need better trade law. We do need a better lockdown. And we need to take care of our own country because our country is jacked up right now so that we can be in a strong position, so that we are equipped to be able to help other people without, not to the detriment of our own people. Right now, we're doing it at the cost of our own people, and that's part of the problem. Quote, if they're a power-seeking narcissist, or if they push for bills that make it even harder for your Chinese or Indian friend to attend the next crypto conference, all the politicians have to do is make sure it's easy for you to trade coins. Do you hear how silly this sounds? He's so, like, this is this guy, okay? He's saying things that are designed to trigger you, and he hasn't learned a damn thing. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Nothing that any politician, either side, it doesn't even matter. Nothing that any politician has done has been against your, quote, Chinese or Indian friend. Not a damn thing. If anything, we have support in India and from India, but India is more progressive in what they do. And there's nothing wrong with that. However, we understand that the vast majority of criminal behaviors are coming out of Hong Kong and to a lesser degree China, and to a lesser degree India, and we don't want those people harmed. The reason he doesn't give a shit is because he has stacks and stacks of fucking Ethereum that he dumps on you all the time, so he's sitting up fat like a pig on the hill, and he doesn't care about it. It doesn't affect him. It affects you. It affects regular traders. That's why what he's saying is stupid. That's why I call him idiot Vitalik, because he doesn't think. He's in a bubble, the thickest bubble I can think of. I can't imagine anybody else that's a, quote, crypto influencer to the degree, you know, Ryoshi Shidou, you know, all those, or any of these mainstream developers that would say we don't need any regulation. It's ignorant. I'm sorry. That's ignorant. He's not a kid, so he knows better than this. That's why I'm saying he's saying it, because he's trying to trigger you. And I'm going to encourage you to think with your own brain. If we don't have regulation, guess what happens? More people get ripped off, number one. Number two, the institutionals are not going to play in, and we don't have them right now because a $2 trillion market cap is a fraction of what it really could be if we had the regulatory environment to make them comfortable. The rich motherfuckers are not going to buy in if they see that it's not a safe ground. And right now, it's not a safe ground. It's a Wild Wild West, and they're not going to play in when it's a Wild Wild West. They want it to be safe, and they want it to be secure. And most importantly, They want to know that the government's not going to come after them for something stupid. So they need clarity and regulations. Everybody needs clarity and regulations. You need clarity from a tax perspective. Because if the IRS can just freely change their fucking mind whenever they feel like it, that affects you. It doesn't affect him because he doesn't pay any damn taxes. He could say he does. I guarantee you he doesn't because he can just keep dumping off the fucking crypto and send it offshore. So I am disappointed. I'm disappointed because, you know, Bleav is his most ardent supporter. You know, I'm talking the pro-crypto stance, Donald Trump, you know, supporting a pro-crypto. That's what I mean when I say art. And then you get this idiot coming out here and completely shitting on Bleav, who's saying something that's perfectly fine. You know, you absolutely should support a pro-crypto supporter if that's what you Bleav. And I'm encouraging you to think with your mind. Don't be like Amber Rose, who all of a sudden said that they got a white light because, well, I just realized the media was lying to me. Why the fuck didn't you realize that for yourself? And number one, number two, why aren't you thinking for yourself? So that you don't have to depend on the media telling you the truth. How come you can, these are things you can see for yourself, okay? You saw this for yourself. The real truth is you got triggered by mean tweets and that caused you to fall in and just blindly follow the idiots out there. He is one of them, this idiot Vitalik. And I'm encouraging everybody listening to me at least, don't listen to the idiot Vitalik blindly. I'm not telling you to support Donald Trump. I'm telling you that it's stupid to say that we should not have any regulation, that we should not go for a pro-crypto candidate just because they're pro-crypto, that these candidates are all against China and India and all this shit, and then we should simply keep putting ourselves out and keep damaging our own fucking country. No, that's what I don't support. That's the problem. If he had simply said what I've been saying on Casual Talk, which is, I want you to think with your brain, not your heart, when you go to vote. Consider all of the issues. I am a supporter of the economy. The economy so happens to include cryptocurrency support, but I'm a supporter of the economy. I want somebody in office, and I'm talking all branches, who supports a strong economy for America, because as Jay-Z once said, I can't help the poor if I'm one of them. We are in a damaged state. I want that fixed. I want that the focus. I don't want EVs to be the focus because we're not ready for that shit. I don't want, quote, climate to be the focus. It doesn't mean we don't do anything. I'm saying I don't want it to be the focus because without any damn money, we can't fix it. The economy's got to be first in my mind. That drives my voting situation. So when I've got somebody over here who's explicitly said he wants to ban cryptocurrency and lock stuff down and make it harder, he's not getting my vote. Not because I give a damn about him as an incompetent fool, but because he's not supporting what I support. That is my message to you. Support what you support because you support it, not because the idiot Vitalik tells you not to do something. I support the economy. You might not support the economy. Great. If you don't support the economy, you don't care about being fucking broke. Fine. Support the other guy. I don't care. But you should not just follow this idiot telling you don't vote for him because he's pro-crypto. Don't vote for him because he's going to ban China and India. Don't listen to these idiots. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And they are the reason why we had this damage in 2020 and why we've been suffering for four fucking years because these, quote, influencers who don't know what the fuck they're talking about say these things and they set certain weak-minded people off. And people listening to me are likely strong-minded people. That's why I know I can give this message in confidence. You'll make a strong choice for you, not for him.